Shaheen's letter asked the administration to push back the enrollment deadline and penalty for those who are still uninsured. But 3rd District Congressman Bobby Scott disagrees. He says as long as the website is fixed before the December 15th deadline for coverage by January, then there's no need for delays. He adds that if the website still doesn't work then, common sense would dictate considering alternatives. He warns, though, that doing so could pose a problem for those who successfully enrolled.
If you have signed up for insurance, you don't want to delay getting it on January 1st. A lot of people are counting on that insurance, and if worked through the website and signed up and paid for their insurance, they deserve it on January 1st.
Senator Tim Kaine says we need to examine whether extending the enrollment period would have adverse effects on the insurance market, thereby undercutting enrollment and weakening the law. A spokesman for Senator Mark Warner says it doesn't need to be decided now since the site is supposed to be fixed by mid-November, and most enrollment isn't expected until December and January. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.